Inspired by the London heatwave, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has done an African experiment. I've got two Ethiopian coffees here, two coffees that I really, really love. It's the Ethiopian Yirgacheffe, roasted by Hasbin, and the Ethiopian Sidamo Kercha Inch, roasted by Fürth Café in Vienna. And for the past 2 days, I've had the Ethiopian Yirgacheffe in the AeroPress, late afternoon, early evening, and it is a delightfully fruity, almost strawberry-like, very light and beautiful drink. Perfect for these balmy summer days that we're experiencing at the moment. And in the morning, I pull a shot on the R58 using the Kercha Inch Sidamo roasted by Fürth Café, which is also absolutely delightful. I actually keep it neat as an espresso, or what I've done yesterday as well is I do actually a double shot in the double spouted portafilter and two singles then, 17 gram ground coffee, 92°C and 26-27 seconds, and it yields just 16 grams of fluid in each cup. So I've got a little espresso cup, and then also what I do with the other one, I do a little piccolo, so I add just a little bit of milk, and it is just delightful, also quite refreshing, hits the spot, it's just beautiful. So this afternoon, what I thought I'd do is keep my tradition going of early evening AeroPress experiment, and I've done them both in the AeroPress. Now, the Yirgacheffe is, and I've actually used the exact same recipe, 16 grams of ground coffee, and I've used the normal method of the AeroPress. I pre-infused for about 35 seconds, actually precisely 35 seconds, and I've also got my scales with timer on it, so that's absolutely perfect. And after I've let it infuse for 35 seconds, and I've only used 60 grams of fluid for that, and then after those 35 seconds had elapsed, I continued pouring out of my Hario kettle up to 220 grams of fluid and let it brew for a minute and a half before pushing the plunger down, and ended up in about a minute 50 with both coffees. And again, I left the temperature precisely both at 93. Maybe I should have gone to 94, but 93 worked well the other 2 days on the Yirgacheffe. And already the color, you can detect the difference. You can also smell the difference before even putting your lips to those two mugs of coffee. Is the Yirgacheffe has this kind of orangey glow to it. And the Sidamo, just a touch dark. And what was very interesting, when you poured it out into the cups and to the mugs, you could also see that the Yirgacheffe was just a tiny bit cloudier, if that's the right expression. Not thin, but just a little bit cloudier. But a delightful smell, as well as the Sidamo was just a touch less cloudy. And I wouldn't say darker, because by no means is it dark, dark coffee. But also, already in the smell, it's got kind of a fuller, richer, more grounded a smell than the Yirgacheffe. So now, putting my lips to both, I know what I'll expect to get from the Yirgacheffe. Let me just see if it tastes anything like it tasted yesterday and the day before. A beautiful rounded mouthfeel, quite nice and light. And yes, this distinct fruitiness, very, very refreshing. Would love to try this as a cold brew, which I'm going to do, I think, in the next few days. But now let me try the Sidamo. Wow, the mouthfeel is a bit heavier. It's more grounded. It's less kind of, well, it's not strawberry-like, that's for sure. It maybe tends to be a bit more kind of chocolatey, marzy bunny-like. They're both very, very sweet, but very different. And it's so fascinating. We're in Ethiopia with both these coffees, and admittedly roasted by two different roasters. But I must say, Fürth Café, only been roasting for just over a year, and is just really getting beautiful aromas out of his beans. And this Both, of course, single origin beans. Take another sip of the Sidamo. Oh, huge difference. Huge difference. I think the Sidamo, well, is just heavier as a mouthfeel, not as fruity and more kind of grounding. Both really lovely. I would say for the afternoon, the Yirgacheffe from Hasbin has enchanted me more. And in the morning, the Sidamo just hit the spot beautifully. Wow. African coffees, especially Ethiopian coffees, one of my favorites, all-time favorites.